Welcome to the Change Your World for 2016 with our mindset and goal setting. This is our virtual summit brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association, and I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Miss Catherine White. Catherine, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you very much, Tanya. I just absolutely love being part of this program, and I love these opportunities to speak. This really stretches me and in more ways than one, and it was actually a bit of a challenge for me to be on here today, as I had realized I had multiple things going on, and then I end up with a cold, and I was debating, do I do this or do I cancel? But you know, I thought this is all about, I believe in being full of integrity, and we're talking about New Year's resolutions and sticking to them, and so I made this commitment, and I'm like, I'm going to be there. So here I am. And very excited to be here. So I am speaking about New Year's resolutions as we're coming into the new year. And why do we fail our New Year's resolutions? And how can we keep from failing them? So at the new year, there's always this excitement about starting the new year. Just like with anything, there's always this excitement in things that are new. And for the new year, it's for many of us, it's a symbol of newness, a time to start over and start fresh and to do things differently and become better. So many of us go into the new year with these big expectations and big ideas that we're going to do all these great, amazing things that we didn't do last year, and we're going to make all these amazing changes, and it's all great and dandy. We have great intentions, and it lasts for usually about a few weeks, and then it dies out. That excitement dies out, and we don't end up completing our New Year's resolutions. So according to StatisticBrain.com, only about 45% of Americans make New Year's resolutions, and only a small 8% successfully complete their New Year's resolution. It's like, wow, that's pretty incredible, in not a good way. So why is it that so many don't finish their New Year's resolutions? Well, here are five reasons that I've come up with. One, they don't have a clear what. Two, they don't have a big enough why. Three, they set goals that are not aligned with things that are most important to them. Four, they start out gung-ho about making great changes in the new year but won't develop a successful action plan. And five, they try to take a giant leap to the end result, failing to take the little steps in between. And actually, I did add a couple more. They have a limited belief that they can actually achieve the results that they desire, and they will not establish an accountability program to keep themselves on track. So let's go into 2016, and let's do things differently. Let's not let these reasons be the reasons that we fail our New Year's resolutions, and let's make a resolution now that this year we're going to complete our resolutions. Wait, is that kind of redundant? Well, of course, but I think that's where most of us are, that we need to make a resolution to actually complete our resolutions. So here are some things that you can do so that you don't fall into the 92% who fail to complete your New Year's resolutions. And if you're in the 55% that doesn't even make a New Year's resolution, then perhaps now is the time for you to do that. So what can you do to complete or make sure that you complete your resolutions? First of all, determine your what and be very clear and specific about it. Choose goals that are truly important to you. Not what you think everybody else is doing or what you think somebody else wants you to do, but what is important to you. For example, the top number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight. Well, for me, I wouldn't mind losing a little bit of weight. I had a little bit of a struggle this year. About a year and a half ago, my house burned down, and I lost all my exercise equipment, and I had been on this really awesome exercise routine. I was working out regularly, and then when my house burned down and chaos struck, I have to admit I kind of got a little bit out of that routine. And so I'm not in the shape that I was in a year and a half ago. And so, granted, I want to get back into shape, but if I were to make that my New Year's resolution, I might not succeed at it because it's really not a top priority for me at this time. It is important for me to be healthy, and I'm working on getting back into shape, but it's just a slow process for me. But on the other hand, something that is important to me is to build a better relationship with my family, and that includes my extended family. So my New Year's resolution for this coming year is to have more contact with my extended family, to reach out to them more, to make sure that I get my Christmas cards out or New Year's newsletters out. And these are things that I think about doing all the time, but Christmas comes around and things are chaotic, and I just so many excuses come up and I don't get it done. And so I've been very terrible at it. So for me, my what is that I want to develop a better relationship and more contact with my family. So for you, you'll have whatever goal is important to you, and perhaps that is to lose weight. Or maybe it is to be more organized, or spend more time with your family, or save more money in your investments. Whatever it is, take the time to really think about that. Why is that important to you? What does that look like for you? How does it feel? So, for example, if your goal is to lose weight, how much weight would you like to lose? What size of clothing will you wear? What will you look like? And really envision that. What will you look like? How will you feel when you lose weight? And really pay attention to those feelings. How will you feel about yourself? How will you act around others? If your goal is to be more organized, what does that look like? What will your home look like when you're organized? What will your office look like when you're organized? What systems do you have in place? Will you have more shelving, more cabinets? Will you have a sorting system for your files or for your books? Whatever it is, really be specific about what does that look like. Picture it in your mind and take some time to write that down so that you can come back and review it. Then define your why. Why is that so important to you? Why is it important for you to lose weight? Why is it important for you to be organized? Why is it important for you to save more money in your investments? Why do you want to make changes in those areas of your life? I said for me, time with my family or connecting with my family is important. And I was speaking of more of my extended family, but my immediate family too is important, and spending time with them, because I love my family. And the time that I spend with my children impacts the success that they have in, or that they will have in their lives and in their future relationships. When I spend quality time with my family, my home is filled with more peace, and my home has more harmony. If I'm not spending good time with my family, then our home lacks harmony, and it interrupts my focus on my business, and it's easier for me to become irritable. And it's easier for my children and my husband to become irritable. So when I spend good quality time with my family, it brings peace at home. I'm better focused, I'm better prepared, and I'm better organized. So think about your why and be very specific about it, and write this down as well, because this is something that you're going to want to review, and I recommend reviewing these daily. Now is a big step to develop your how Now it's time for you to create an action plan. What action steps do you need to take in order to achieve the results that you desire? And that action plan needs to include a step-by-step process and a time frame in which you want to achieve those goals. Too often, we set this big goal that we want to achieve, and this is very common when it comes to New Year's resolutions. Oh, I want to lose 50 pounds this year. And we set that resolution, but we often fail to designate what are the steps that I'm going to take to get to that 50 pounds. And that's one of the reasons a lot of people fail. So make sure that you write out your steps. And let's say an example, I like to use the weight loss because it is such a prevalent resolution. So let's say that you want to lose 25 pounds in 2016. Your first thought might be to start working out an hour every day, but yet you're not currently following an exercise routine right now. You might decide that you need to change your diet to a low-fat, low-sugar diet, yet this is something very contradictory to what you're currently or how you're currently living your lifestyle. If this is your plan, then you're likely not going to stick to it because it's such a drastic change from what you're doing now. So like I had said, you need to have these steps that are going to build you up from smaller steps into the bigger steps. So in putting together a realistic plan, one which you will actually follow, you'll need to consider when do you want to lose that weight by. Perhaps by summer, everyone wants to look good in that bathing suit, right? But let's make this simple and say that you want to lose 25 pounds by the end of May. Now you're going to determine how many pounds per month that is that you need to lose. So May, end of May, that's 5 months, so that's 5 pounds a month. Then you need to think about, is that realistic for you? Is it doable for you to lose that 5 pounds? Well, for most people, 5 pounds in a month is very doable, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's realistic to you if you're not currently in an exercise program or you're not currently following a low-fat, low-sugar diet. But you're the only one that can decide if that is realistic or not. Next, you're going to determine what it will take to lose that 5 pounds a month. Will you eliminate certain foods out of your diet? And if that's what you're going to do, I would recommend you start by eliminating one or two items to begin with. You don't want to put your body in shock. If you take too much out, if you make too many changes at once, that's a reason that you're likely going to fail. So another question is, are you going to track what you eat? Are you going to watch your caloric intake? And there are many great programs that you can find online where you can use to do that. One that I've used myself can be found on livestrong.com, and I know there's many, many more out there. Next, consider how often will you exercise? Will it be daily? Will it be 3 times a week? Will it be 30 minutes a day, an hour a day? What type of exercises will you do? Are you going to exercise at home? Will you go to a gym, etc.? But really be specific about your plan. And then plan out your daily agenda. What time will you set aside for exercising? Does it work best for you to exercise in the morning or exercise in the evening? For me, if I don't exercise first thing in the morning, I'm not exercising because my days get hectic. They get filled up with a million other things between my responsibilities and things that I need to do for my children or my husband, and before I know it, the day is gone. And then I'm so tired, I don't want to exercise. So I like to exercise early in the morning. But you will decide what works for you. Okay, the next thing I suggest is to set mile markers. Reward yourself for completing the baby steps. You want to be able to do something that will help you keep motivated. Would that be treating yourself to a special dessert? Maybe. I do recommend that your rewards are something that's not going to set you back from all the hard work that you've done. So be mindful of that. Maybe it means treating yourself out to a spa day or something. If you don't make your milestones and you don't complete the steps that you set in the time frame that you set, don't beat yourself up over it. It's okay. We all fall back. We all fall short. If you fall off the horse, you got to get back on. Reflect on what kept you from completing those little steps, what's keeping you from accomplishing your goal, and assess what you can do differently. And look at what has held you back and use that as a way to either start over again, or if it's not, or maybe it's just not working for you. And if it's not working for you, then it may be time to create new steps and do something a little different. But no matter what you do, keep chugging on and keep moving forward. And remember, there is no such thing as failure until or unless you quit. Next, I recommend that you decide who will hold you accountable. Don't rely on yourself alone, because you will be your worst enemy. I can assure you of that. You'll probably tell yourself you can't do it. You'll compare yourself to all the times you failed, and you'll decide that you're just going to fail again. And you're going to make up excuses as to why you can't do it, why you missed that step, why you didn't get up and go exercise, why you didn't sit down and work on your organization, etc. John Maxwell says that the most important conversation that you have every day is the conversation that you have with yourself. And it's human tendency to talk to ourselves and tell us all these reasons as to why we can't do it. So find an accountability partner who will hold you accountable and help you stay committed to your goals. This should be somebody that you can check in with, I recommend at least weekly, and that they will help remind you of your goals, kick you in the rear end, and help pull you back up when you fall off. I would recommend finding a mentor or a coach. A friend is great, but I would suggest to have a mentor or a coach in addition to that if you are using a friend as your accountability partner. A coach or a mentor will give you a lot of guidance and help you see things from a different perspective. Another important thing in keeping to your New Year's resolution is to put yourself in an environment that will keep you growing. According to research by Dr. David McClelland of Harvard, the people with whom you habitually associate with are the people who determine as much as 95% of your success or failure in life. So if you're going to make lasting changes, you can't do the same things you've always done and be around the same people that you've always been around. Take a look at the people that you're around. Who do you spend most of your time with? Are they go-getters? Are they motivators? Do they set regular goals and plans and strategize? Or are they like most people and they just accept their lives? If you're around people who are merely accepting their lives, your chances for successfully completing your goals are difficult and slim. You need to be around people who want to do something different, because that will help you to want to do something different. It will help you to stick to your goals. And of course, lastly, you just got to dig in and take action. Get started now. Everybody likes to wait till January 1st. Oh, I'm going to do this. January 1st, this is my New Year's resolution. I'm starting on January 1st. Why? Why wait till January 1st? Why not start now? Because now is the best time to start. It's so easy to procrastinate and to put it off. And if you have excuses now for why you shouldn't start now, those excuses are likely to haunt you the same in January or soon after you begin. The law of diminishing intent states, the longer you wait to do something you should do now, the greater the odds that you will never actually do it. And then don't dwell on your past futures or mistakes. Use that to learn some, but not to discourage yourself. Mother Teresa said, yesterday is gone, tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today, so let us begin. And that is my recommendation, is to begin now. Start finding out what it is that you want to do. Why is that important to you? Create those action steps and dig in and get started now. Don't wait for January 1st. Get started now. And if you follow these steps, you will be successful. So I would like to offer assistance to help you this holiday season as you go into the new year. I would like to help you start out your year on the right foot and help you to keep going and help coach you along to complete your New Year's resolutions. And if you go to my website at www.CatherineMWhite, that's CatherineMWhite.com, click on my Connect tab, and at the top of the page, there's a link that you can click to schedule a breakthrough session with me. And I would like to offer you a free 45-minute breakthrough session, and in that session, what I will do is I will walk you through these steps, and I will help you put together your New Year's resolution plan. Thank you.